told them about themselves. You may have to up that a little bit. Daddy gives more than that. Amen. We was told that today is a holiday. Only in the city of Brooklyn and Centerville. That's where it stops. It's a holiday today in the city of Brooklyn and in Centerville, Illinois. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Amen. May God bless you with many, many, many more. Amen. I'm glad to see as many out today on this Sunday. Thank God for you being here. We had a very eventful day on yesterday, graduation. Amen. So we are thankful to the graduates who have graduated from MCS, and they're on their journey. Our scripture is coming from Mark, the 10th chapter, the 46th verse. When you have it, can you acknowledge by saying amen? Amen. Sounds like your engines are warm. You've been sitting there for a minute. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. I'm reading from the King James Version. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen. For the reading of God's word. Amen. You may be seated. How many of you brought your cell phones with you this morning? You didn't forget that, did you? It seemed like when you forget that, you kind of losing something, right? So when I asked the question, how many of you brought your cell phone, a few people answered, but I know the other people have it. So my question to you is, how many of you brought your shout with you this morning? Did you leave that, or did you bring that with you? I mean, God didn't give us a mouth to sit back and be quiet. He gave, not just for feeding us either. He gave us a mouth to shout and say something and tell about your problems. Mark begins the story by telling that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. It is the season of Passover. And Jesus has just arrived at Jericho, about 15 miles northeast of Jerusalem, traveling through towns. Crowds line the street, most likely some to welcome Jesus and some to just really criticize Jesus and or find some way to do away with him. But it was customary for rabbis at that time to have a following and teach as they traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover. Bartimaeus was a beggar. He was a desperate man, so he was a desperate beggar. Y'all know folks who always in need, they're going to beg for something. He had no secure means of making a living. Condemned to life to the streets of Jericho, begging. To be blind like Bartimaeus meant that it was a life of an outcast, living in poverty, in spite of the stigma attached to life as a beggar. Bartimaeus was very persistent and was very determined and desperate heckler while Jesus was walking by. Sometimes when we are in a desperate situation, we may not have money or friends or family may have failed us. The experts who could help us are not helping us. However, even under this desperate circumstances, the only thing that Bartimaeus could hold on to was faith in God. Your only choice is to have faith and let God do the rest. So his shout caught the attention of Jesus and in the end caused a miraculous healing that gave Bartimaeus his sight. So there was power in Bartimaeus' shout. And so I'm convinced today that that same power is there for us. That's why I asked the question, did you bring your shout with you this morning? Because you're going to need it if you want God to stand still and get his attention. We can have the same kind of impact without shout like Bartimaeus had. The scripture says in verse 49 that his shout was so powerful that God stood still. We know that God is forever moving. But he brought Jesus to a standstill. Because of the shout of a blind man, not many things can bring God to a standstill. But what brought Jesus to a standstill, it was a shout of faith. God is always moving, but a shout of faith brought him to a standstill. In verse 47, he heard Jesus was coming, and he started shouting. He didn't even wait for Jesus to get to him. He didn't wait for somebody to move him. A lot of us are waiting on a move. A lot of us are waiting on some type of sign. He didn't wait. He expected his shout that he was shouting to move Jesus. Bartimaeus was blind. Keep that in mind. He couldn't see Jesus coming. He couldn't see who was coming up the road. Bartimaeus heard it was Jesus. He never saw Jesus perform any miracles. But he had heard of the miracles Jesus had performed. He expected his shout to move Jesus. He expected his shout. So Bartimaeus was walking by faith and not by sight. Walking by sight is a natural manner by which human beings walk. When engaged in physical walking, people rely upon visual data along with input from other human senses like sound, smell, and touch. But we must walk by faith, depending upon our Lord, his word, and the word of grace by his Holy Spirit Spiritual progress is made while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Many of us have a hard time seeing in the spiritual because we go so much by what others say to us. Let me say this. There are not, some things are not as they appear to be. You understand what I'm saying? Some things are not as they appear to be. Consider this. Joseph being sold to slave traders by his jealous and deceitful brothers. It didn't look like Joseph was being groomed to be a prime minister in Egypt. It didn't look that way. Things are not as they appear to the eyes. It didn't look like Joseph was being groomed to be a prime minister, but he was. Think of Pharaoh and his army closing in on Israel as they were trapped beside the Red Sea. It didn't look like Israel would be delivered and the Egyptians' army would be destroyed. Remember, here it is, they're trapped. It looked like they were going back to Egypt. Things don't always look as though they appear. Remember young David standing before Goliath. It didn't look like David had much of a chance to defeat Goliath. But only the eyes of faith could really appreciate what was really actually happening, what is going on. So Bartimaeus' faith came by hearing the word of God. And as soon as he heard, he started shouting. This man could not see as we can see. But all he needed to hear was the word of God. All he needed to hear was Jesus was coming. And he started shouting. In other words, he was by the road, but he brought his shout with him as well. I ain't done with that one. It was a shout that only comes from hearing the word, the kind of shout that will make the Lord stand still. But instead, we live in a sight and sound generation. It is not enough for people to hear the word of God today. No, they got to watch a movie and see the resurrection. They got to see that in order for them to say, oh, man, wow, that really touched my heart. You know, when people saw the Passion of Christ. You know, folks want to now get saved, you know, because they, now that they see the movie, but it's in the word. Hearing the word, the preaching the word, that's not enough for people nowadays. Now we got to see it. Some people say, well, I didn't know he went through all that. The Bible is telling us. It's telling us you don't have to see a movie to see what he went through. You can visualize it with this. But that's what we wait on. Christians these days wait until something happens in order to get us to move like we should be moving anyway. Sometimes people want to prove God wrong. Or sometimes we want to see God's credentials before we can accept him as our Savior. In other words, I want to see what you can do first before I can accept you as my Savior. And then when God gives a word to us, we don't believe it. So therefore, we do our own thing anyway and wonder why did we get in this mess? Because we didn't listen to what God is saying. Now we want God to get us out. And then when he shouted, God came to a standstill. We need to be like Bartimaeus. Begin to shout what God will do even before he does it. This man started shouting before he received his blessing. He knew He was getting ready to be blessed. Y'all don't see it, but I see it. We need to start thanking God before he gives to us. In other words, we need to do some advance shouting because it's coming. Because a little shout goes a long way. I was at the before I got married, there was a lot of things that I didn't use, but my wife now is teaching me to use certain things. She has stuff in the at the house, and I didn't, I would wash my clothes and hoping that when I put it in the laundry, the washer, it would just get it clean. But see, she buys this thing that's called Shout. And she would spray it on the clothes, and then so I kind of watched her. I was never, told that. My mother just said, I'm not going to be your maid, and she just said, just wash your clothes. She didn't tell me that the shout would help, too. So I watched this shout. I looked at it, I said, so this is Shout, huh? So I went to the stain on my shirt, and I sprayed some on there. And I looked at it, and it was still there. So what I did was I put it in the laundry. I put it in the washer. Then when it came out, I looked, saw it was gone. So what I looked at, I said, I looked at this thing called Shout. And when I looked at it, it says Shout. It said it penetrates. It said it penetrates. Then it says that it lifts. I said, oh, man, I had it sitting on the table. And my wife wondered, why was I looking at it? I didn't want to tell her what I was preaching on Sunday because I didn't want to get too excited before I got here. But when I looked at the label, it says Shout. It says it penetrates. It says it lifts. It says it removes. So all I can think about is when I put the shirt in the washer and I sprayed it with the Shout, that it was in the Shout the whole time that I was just sitting there waiting to see something happen. So what I'm saying is that when I sprayed the Shout on it, the Shout did its work. It penetrated. It lived. And it removed. I'm asking you, did you bring your Shout with you? Did you bring your Shout with you? What you have to understand is that the Shout is going to penetrate. It's going to lift you out of your situation. And it's going to remove you. They told him to shut up. Even the crowd told him to be quiet. Don't say anything. You got to ignore the crowd and the player haters. People will do anything they can to stop you from getting your praise on. Anything to stop you from being blessed by God. They'll say anything they can to you to stop you from worshiping God. In other words, they're trying to get you to hold your peace. But God is saying to us this morning that you need to shout. Some folks will say it don't take all of that. Yes, it do. Because it brought Jesus to a standstill. So you got to move beyond what people say.
Move beyond what people are thinking about you. So what if they're thinking about you? Let me tell you this. If you have to shadow your job, you do that. God will bless you with another one. You don't know, but you could be shouting yourself into a promotion. You can be shouting yourself into a raise. You can be shouting yourself. He was on a mission to see Jesus, and he couldn't see Jesus in the state that he was in. So he needed the Lord to open his eyes. He was prepared to shout till Jesus came. See, we need to shout until the Lord shows up in our situation. Too many of us have lost our shout years ago. You need to get it back this morning. Bartimaeus ignored everybody and throws away everything he has to meet Jesus face to face. And he never has been the same again. If Bartimaeus had listened to those around him and had not cried out to Jesus, he would have died a poor blind beggar beside the road, still begging. Jesus was walking by through Jericho. But see what he didn't know, that this was the last time that he was walking through this way. You don't know if this is going to be your last time coming to church this morning. Bartimaeus certainly didn't know, but he knew that Jesus could heal him, and he didn't let anything or anyone get in his way of his blessing. So those standing around were telling him to be quiet. Don't you know that I bet you Bartimaeus was glad that he didn't keep his mouth closed. And I'm going to tell you this. I just believe that there was probably some others that was there with him that kept their mouth shut and didn't receive a blessing. Their name is not written in the scripture, probably because they kept their mouth shut. But Bartimaeus is here this morning to let us know that you got to get your shout on with the Lord. He's here in the scripture right now today as a testimony to let us know that he brought his shout with him on that day that Jesus was walking by. He brought his shout with him. He didn't leave it at home with him that morning. Come to Christ no matter what people are trying to tell you not to do. Notice Bartimaeus threw his coat aside. I like this. He threw it aside. Oh, I wish I had something to throw. He threw it aside. Somebody give me a jacket. Give me a jacket. I need a jacket. I don't mean nothing bad about this, bro. Please, okay, yeah, we cool, man. Okay, all right. I believe, you know, Bartimaeus had his coat with him, you know. And when blind people, they had their stuff laid out, right? And so, you know, because, you know, people throw them money. So they want to make sure they pick up everything that's going to be in that jacket. Am I right? Y'all with me? But see, the scripture says this, that Bartimaeus threw his coat aside when the Lord said, come here. Lord said, tell him to come here. Bartimaeus threw his coat aside. I mean, I'm by it, bro. Threw the coat aside. Let me tell you why he threw it aside. He threw it aside because he knew that he wasn't going to be the same no more. He could throw it aside because he knew that he wasn't going to look the same anymore. He wasn't going to see things the way he was seeing before. He knew that he was not going to stay in the same condition anymore. So in other words, he didn't need that coat anymore. He was able to throw it aside as if to say, I'm not coming back to this anymore. God is going to give me a new walk. God is going to give me some sight that I can see. Things that I didn't see before. God is going to allow me to see some things that I didn't see before. He said, I'm going to be a changed person when I touch the Lord.
The Lord summons me to come here. When he threw his coat aside, he was saying, I'm not letting anything in this world come between Jesus and me. That was, you have to understand something. That was a value to him. Things is of value to him. He said, I'm going to let this go. This is not as valuable as it is with Jesus. Jesus is all that I need. Imagine throwing everything of value you own aside. Your car, your phone. How many of you will get rid of your phone? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Your computer. Get closer to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that, but you want to hold on to your cell phone. You want to hold on to the computer, the car. Some of you don't even want people to shut your door when they get out. I'll close your door. Let me go over there. I'll close it because you be slamming the door. You don't slam my door. That's how I had a flashback. Somebody did me like that. I was like, you don't slam my door. Folks get in your car, they don't get in your car right. You know, you park on a curve, you don't want them to open their head. You know it's a curve right there? So don't open it too wide, because you're going to scrape the bottom of it. I ain't got time to be paying no paint, you know, job. Okay. Y'all, bring me back. Bring me back. The material things get us. It got us so wrapped up in the material things that we can't see Jesus. This man said, I don't need this no more. He went and he didn't let anything separate him from Jesus. Jesus said, we can't love both God and money. We got to either love one or the other. Bartimaeus didn't want the road to slow him down as he raced to his healer. So let's throw aside everything that is holding us down. Come to Jesus and tell him what you want. Notice that when he came to Jesus, Jesus asked Bartimaeus, what do you want? What do you want? The Lord is here this morning saying, what do you want? You back here again. The Lord is saying, what do you want? What do you want? Jesus knew exactly what he wanted, what he needed. He wanted him to confess it. My son, when I pick my children up, I already know what they want. I just want them to tell me what they need. So when I pick them up from my aunt's house, when I pick them up, I take them home, I already know they're gonna say, Daddy, I wanna eat, I'm hungry. I already know that. So I'm already prepared to give them what they ask for. All I need for them to just say the word. So the Lord is saying this morning, I already know what you're in need of. I already know what's going on in your life. I just need you to just say the word. So the Lord is saying, tell me what it is that you want. He knows what you want, but he wants you to talk to him. So notice that Bartimaeus, he also got up and followed Christ. He followed him. When he was healed, he followed Jesus along the road. When he received forgiveness from sin, we need to respond by following Christ. If you have received that wonderful gift of salvation, then you need to have a response for your deliverance. So it's time to mature in our praise with the Lord. So you have to, in other words, open up your mouth, clap your hands, move those feet, and give God the praise from the innermost parts of yourself. You know, I'm going to say this. You may not run like nobody is chasing you, but you may not do it how somebody else do it, but the fact of the matter is you need to do it. I mean, some people may sing. Some people just may wave their hands. Some people may jump up and down right where they are. Some people just may burst out in a shout no matter where they are. But the fact of the matter is that they do it. God is saying for you to just do it. See, the thing about this is, see, the devil wants you to hold your peace. Just like the devil wanted this man to shut up. He wanted him to hold his peace. Had this man shut up, he wouldn't have been blessed. So I'm saying to you this morning that if you brought your shout with you, you ought to be, your shout should be shouting. You follow what I'm saying? A shout is not something that is quiet. A shout is something that starts shouting. So Bartimaeus tossed his coat aside. He expected to regain his sight. For a blind beggar would have kept his possession with him. Y'all know how folks are. They keep everything. Everything that they got is right there with them. They ain't leaving nothing behind. This man knew. He expected a change in his status, in his situation. Jesus can restore blind Bartimaeus with wholeness back into society. When Bartimaeus casts his coat aside, he confidently prefigures that he will no longer sit on his garment depending on handouts from passerbys. Jesus literally says, your faith has saved you. Bartimaeus begins the story on the side of the road. He is the story following Jesus. So how your story begins is not how your story can end. You can change that script. It's up to you this morning. So Jesus came to Jericho, Bartimaeus' community. So Jesus is here in our community today. Jesus came to Bartimaeus and he comes to you. He changed Bartimaeus' life and he wants to change your life this morning. So don't miss your chance on God changing your life today. Follow the example of Bartimaeus and trust Jesus Christ for what he can do in your life. Trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior and he will transform your life. See, the devil wants you to believe that Jesus is just another man, a good man, perhaps even the best man who ever lived, but a man nonetheless. The devil has blinded the eyes of those who do not believe Jesus is the Son of God. Bartimaeus was blind, but he did not want to stay that way. He desired a change in his life, and I have discovered that not everyone wants to change. There are people who are enjoying, really, their misery. Because they're enjoying their misery because you got people that are supporting them in their misery. So when people are in their misery, you cannot support them in their misery if you want them to change. The only way you're going to help that person in their misery change is that you got to let their misery hurt them. If their misery is not hurting them, then it's not really a misery for them. It is really a comfortable blessing for them because there are people that are coming to this person's aid, helping them. But I'm saying to you today that people are not going to change unless the misery hurts them. The misery has to hurt them. You got to come to the point where Jesus is your only hope of everything that you do. He is the one, he is the only that can help with your situation. Jesus was a man on a mission. He had his eyes set on the cross, getting ready to take upon the sins of the world. But yet somebody decided to put a pause right there. Because they needed something from the Lord while he was still in the flesh before he went back to heaven. A man named Bartimaeus sat on the side of the road. In his situation, in his condition, constantly going to this same road, constantly asking for assistance. He didn't know that this was going to be a special day in his life. A day that he wouldn't forget. A day that we wouldn't forget. A day that we all will remember that Jesus stood still for a person who activated their faith in him and shouted out. Y'all are accustomed to that term, a shout out. This man gave a shout out to the Lord. So in turn, what Jesus did was give a shout out back to him. So in other words, when we say the term, I'm going to give a shout out. Well, we didn't come up with this. This came up from Bartimaeus. He came up with, I want to give a shout out to Jesus this morning. And Jesus said, well, I'm going to give a shout out back to you this morning. Because what you just did was activate your faith in me. And by activating your faith in me, what it did was it penetrated. It tapped into some resources of minds, because when the king comes, he comes with everything with him. He don't have to go and consult with Congress. He don't have to go and consult with any constituents. Everything is right there in the palm of his hands. Everything was with Jesus on the day that he was walking on the road of Jericho. He was right there. He had everything, every power, every authority was with him as he was walking. That's why he said, tell him to come to me, because I am authorized to do what he wants to have done today. Jesus said, I am authorized to heal his situation. I am authorized to do what needs to be done to make this man whole again. He said, I am authorized to do what needs to be done to make this man complete again. He said, I am authorized to heal every sin sick, every soul that is here. He said, I am authorized. Jesus said, I have authorizations. He summons the man to come to him. And I believe that Jesus is summoning us to come to him as we are. You don't have to wear whatever you have, just put that aside. Do like Bartimaeus, just throw your coat aside. I don't know how he did it. Don't really give example, but I just imagine just threw it aside. And then throwing it aside, guess what? He received his blessing. He came to the Lord just as he was. But he didn't leave the same. You can come in as you are, but you won't leave as you are, because God loves you. So I'm asking you one more time. Did you bring your shout with you this morning? Your shout will get God's attention. Your shout will bless you. Your shout will do things for you that other people won't do for you. Your shout will open up doors for you. Your shout will bring deliverance to your situation. Your shout this morning will do something for your children. Your shout means it's a shout of faith. Your shout will bless you this morning. Sometimes you just got to shout it out. God didn't give you a mouth to keep it quiet. He didn't give you a mouth to just sit there and just don't do anything or don't say anything. He gave you a mouth to shout. He gave you a mouth to praise his holy name. He said, if you don't cry out, the rocks will cry out for me. So in other words, Jesus is going to get a shout. It may not be from you, but he's going to get a shout. But let's just do this. Let it be from you. Shout it out. However you get it out, shout it out. Let me tell you something. When I brought the shirt out of the washer, I looked and I was trying to see. I know where I sprayed it. I know where I sprayed it. And I was trying to see what happened to it. Well, you know, in the washer, things are moving around like this. And things are just moving in the washer. And as it was moving, the shout was doing its job. The shout was really just twisting it. The shout was really lifting it. The shout was really penetrating it. The shout was really doing its job. The shout was in there. In other words, it was doing the dance inside of the washer. Sometimes it may take you to do a dance. God is sitting back and saying, I'm going to see what they're going to do. Let me see how bad you want it. Some of us don't want it bad enough. But God is saying, let me see how bad. I know you've been praying for it, but let me see how bad you want it. Bartimaeus wanted it bad. They told him to shut your mouth. He said, oh, Jesus is coming. Jesus, have mercy on me. Shut up. Jesus, have mercy on me. Shut up. Jesus, have mercy on me. Shut up. Jesus, have mercy on me. In other words, the louder they got, the louder he got. The louder they got, the louder he got. The louder they got, the louder he got. You just got to keep getting louder. The Lord heard him. And he came to him. He came to him. And when he came to him, what do you want? I'm here speaking for the Lord. What do you want? What is it that you need? He's your everything. You don't have to worry about anything. He's got everything that you need. Anything that you want, God's got it. Everything. When the widow said to the prophet she needed to be blessed, the prophet said, you got everything you need in your house. Everything. We got everything we need in this house. Everything we need in this house. We need to thank God for it. What is it that you need from him this morning? You need a breakthrough? God can break it. You need a relationship fix? God can fix it. You got trouble on your job? God can fix it. You got problems with your children? God can fix it. Whatever you need, he's a provider. It's in the house. Put your trust in him today. Shout to the Lord. Amen.